Haphazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Hello, Kaylee.
Hello, darling.
So, today's a special day.
We're a special guy.
Gal. It's your birthday.
It's my birthday. And it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
thank you for finally saying it to me at 5:52 in the afternoon. To be fair, I haven't said it to you either. Happy Valentine's Day. I said happy birthday all day today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is, like, I do struggle with it because Valentine, like, we just appreciate each other all the time. Maybe I should show it more and show the appreciation, but I say it a lot to other people about you.
I'm glad they know. I'm glad they all get to hear about it.
Right? Maybe I should be better about that.
It's okay. No, it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
But, like, yeah, here, it's your birthday. Let's go celebrate you. Like, you know, John, it's your birthday. Let's go celebrate me. You know?
We're going something cool tonight.
Like, our birthdays and anniversaries and, you know,
all back to back.
It is, one, all back to back, and it's all fucking really expensive. And then, two, I really just like spending time together. And yeah. We, like, the kids are older. We go out and do stuff a lot, and it's awesome.
Would you say we go on adventures?
Yes.
Are those adventures haphazard?
Need to get gas.
We should get some gas before we get too lost here. Or over there. The next one's cheaper, I think.
Okay. Yes.
See how it worked in our show title in there? Yeah.
Nice.
Clever.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about if this road was going to be closed or not.
It's open,
because I haven't left the house in literally fucking months, it feels like.
No. But, hey, you're going on a work trip.
I'm going on a work trip.
The first one by yourself. Oh, this guy's not letting you in. What the fuck?
Thank you.
Ah, motherfucker, dude. Fucking douche waffle and a Dodge Dart.
Shitty ass Dart. Yes, you got ahead one fucking person. Way to fucking go.
By being a douche waffle. Hey, welcome back to Road Rage, Johnny Kaylee.
God, I fucking hate the dickwads here.
Yeah, it's the fucking worst. We're going to
And the person behind us doesn't have any fucking lights on. Why are people so goddamn stupid?
Stupid is as stupid does.
I know, right? Oh, they're gonna ride my ass too.
With no fucking lights on?
Yeah.
Get your lights on, ass monkey. So, we're going to a burlesque show tonight.
We are. I'm so excited. What is the fuck wrong? Oh, there you go, Snorny.
Lights are on now. Yay, they figured it out. Did somebody flash them on the other side?
I don't know, but somebody else had their lights off, too.
Fucking douche monkeys.
I know. What the fuck is wrong with all these people?
This guy can't figure... We should buy a mansion. Cool. This guy behind us can't figure his lights out. He keeps going from lights to running lights to lights to running lights.
Right. And the guy behind us.
That's what I was talking about. He keeps changing his lights.
One of us is a dick. It's like.
Ah, this is very rich, Johnny Kaylee. I like it.
It makes me so mad.
Well, because it's so unnecessary. Like, there's no need to fucking push somebody out of the way when you're driving. There's no need to fucking ride with us.
One car ahead. They don't need to be rushing.
One car ahead by putting other people in danger.
Yeah.
It's fucking dumb. But, burlesque show. Have you ever been to one before?
We went to one in Vegas.
Did we go to one in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh. Was it,
but it wasn't topless.
Is this topless one tonight?
I don't know.
I went to a topless one back in 2004 with Joel. That was pretty cool.
Movies are pretty.
We were up front. We were like front row.
Oh, were you the creepy guys?
No, it was a lot. We got free tickets. And it was the last seats they had. And we were sitting and we're like this though. Looking up. It was the worst fucking seats ever. It was like, imagine just laying on the floor and watching girls dance in front of you. It was not fun.
Oh, that does suck.
I mean, the show was great. There was great dancing, great singing. And it wouldn't have mattered if they were topless or not. It was really fucking cool. They brought a fucking 57 Chevy out onto the stage and like danced. It was part of the act and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Was it in Vegas?
Yeah, it was in Vegas.
I was like, that sounds like a Vegas show.
Yeah, it was at the Tropicana down there back when we were there. But it was cool. I'm hoping tonight has better seats. I think we do because I don't want to be breaking my neck to watch it.
We do. Yeah.
This should be fun.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
And we didn't, like, we got lucked into this. We kept going back and forth, like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And then we wait till the last minute, and then we just, like, drive around and hang out, do dinner, and come home.
That's what we always do.
It is.
We have this problem that a lot of couples have, but we have it to the 10th degree, is, like, neither one of us can actually buy something for the other one or really plan something very well because we get too excited and give it to people early. Like, I was actually surprised. I was like, the little thing that I did buy you for today, because we'd already done gifts like 2 weeks ago, because for both of our birthdays, and my birthday's not until March, but the picture frame that I got you and stuff, I was surprised I was able to keep that under my desk without you knowing or saying anything for a month.
Yeah, no, that was good.
And that was something little. And I keep seeing
it. Did you buy that on Amazon and I didn't even notice?
I did.
How the fuck did you do that?
I don't know.
I get all the emails too, but on my Mac, the pictures don't download automatically, so I don't see the pictures, and 9 times out of 10, I don't download them. I just delete it.
That's probably how.
The Amazon ones.
That's probably how. Yeah, so I was expecting you to see it. I was like, ah, shit. They came in at one time. I was home when you weren't, so I was able to hide in real quick. And the best part is, they're just...
Aw, damn it.
What?
One of the things that I bought that you opened and you were like, oh, it's okay, I didn't see it. The outfits for tonight is fucking in the office because I hid it and forgot to grab it.
Well, I'll just use my best imagination, okay?
Well, I have like 3 other outfits.
Oh, perfect.
I'd like to put on a show.
Well, yeah, because we're going to go see a show and then make a show.
Yay.
But not for public consumption. Because that'd be weird.
I don't know why it makes me think of how we're teasing Cody right now. How we're like, no grandkids.
No, he said that to us. He goes, what, Daddy? Don't want grandkids right now?
Right? That kid is funny.
Well, then as we left, I was like, all right, nobody go in my room. And he goes, but Lexus and I can go in there, right? I'm like, only if you're making grandkids. Oh, it's so fucking terrible. No, I don't want grandkids right now.
No.
You want grandkids right now?
Mm-mm.
In like 5 years, maybe.
Seeing how Cody as old as I was when I had Cody.
Yeah, I know. But let's let him wait like 5 years, okay? Let him wait 5 years, become an adult, then he can have grandkids.
Right? I always tell the other kids, our daughter loves taking care of people. She is very nurturing, and she's like, I can't wait to have kids. I can't wait to have kids. I'm like, you should wait. No, Mom, I'm having kids tomorrow. She like teases me. Our kids are very open with us, apparently. Like, I have no, like, I'm not scared. I know exactly when Sadie's gonna go through anything.
Cause she tells us
instantly.
She keeps us well fucking informed, which is good. She's a great kid.
She is.
Yeah, her and T.
I'm really pleased with all our kids. I'm really not worried about any of them having serious issues. I want to make sure that they do have fun, but safe. Like, I don't want my kids to be the people that are smart, don't do anything, and then they do one thing, and that hurts them for the rest of their life or ends their life.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I don't think any of my kids are at risk of that. They're all good kids. They all have their own little niches together.
They have pretty level head.
Level-headedness?
Yes.
I agree. So, you know, today's your birthday, but this episode's not going to come out for probably at least
a while.
A month or so. So this episode's probably going to come out in like April, right? And today's February 14th, your birthday, but I did something for you.
What?
As you probably know, because Jacob spoiled it for you when he got home. Dad's in the room making you something.
No, he just said don't go in the office.
No, he said Dad's making you a surprise. Oh. Did you not hear that?
I thought he... Like, I knew something was up, but I thought, like, your guys were doing a card or something.
Well, to the listeners out there hearing this in the future, they've already heard this.
Yes.
Because it was released today on our pod, on our feed. But I'm now going to pause this and let you listen to it.
All right.
It's a total of about 30 minutes long, but I only...
Shit.
You only have to listen to the first, like, 15. After that, it's extra stuff. It's worth it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So, what'd you think?
That was awesome.
What'd you think of the podcast that people have already heard 3 months ago that you didn't hear for the first time? But we're in the past, they're in the future, so it's fine.
I think that was by far one of my top birthday presents. Birthday, like, any type of presents ever.
You know, I always worry when I do stuff like that for you. Cause I've done that before. Like I made that one video for you that one time, on the website. I've made you web comics like No Tomorrow for this, but I always worry. I'm like, is she gonna think this is too dorky? Because this is what I like to do, but I'm like incorporating her into what I like to do. I don't know. I always stress about it again, think it's too dorky, but I had a lot of fun putting this together. Getting everybody to call in and getting everybody recorded to do this was a bit of a task, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, did you have to message a bunch of people?
Oh, God, yes. I was messaging people like crazy. I actually started doing this 2 months ago.
Oh, my
God. I started this in December.
Wow. It was really nice to hear everybody and have their nice wishes. And if I wasn't a robot, I'd probably be crying.
Right.
But I am.
I was tearing up a little bit, honestly. I'm like, oh, they love her so much.
I mean, that it's so sweet. And it's, you know, to hear those nice words and how people think about you. And you kind of get in the rush of everything and doing life, and you forget about the people and how much that we all really do mean to each other. So it's nice that at least today I got to hear it from everybody and have all the birthday wishes. You get older and you think you're not going to care or need it, but you do.
It definitely helps for sure. Anyone hear a funny story about it?
Hmm.
So when Rex and your mom were doing it, right? Your mom was like, all right, Rex, you say happy birthday from you. I'll say happy birthday from me. We'll sing happy birthday, and then I'm going to say something funny. Okay, go. And then Rex says this thing and then sings to you without letting your mom say a word. She was like, well, God dang it, Rex. But she just kept with it. It was fine. It was just really funny because it was like, do this. Okay. Oh, not doing that now. Anyways, I'm glad you enjoyed it. A lot of fun doing that. But tonight's episode is more about about that and your birthday, but it's about going to the Can-Can, which we're almost at the hotel. And we're going to go meet up with our friends Austin and Allie, not from the TV show. They're much cooler. Although that show was pretty cool. I like the show a lot. Good music. But
Ross Lynch in it.
And he's fantastic. I love him.
He is fantastic. We said that even then.
He's a great actor.
He's going to be a good... Yeah.
He's a great actor, a great musician, he's a great voice, and he's on Sabrina, and he's really good in that role. But So we're going to the hotel, meet up with them. Katie's going to do Allie's hair, which is cool. Probably just bullshit with Austin, because I've done Austin for years. And then we're going to go to the Can-Can and probably have some fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. We have dinner reservations at 8.
I always forget that.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Somewhere.
Somewhere that serves food?
Mm-hmm.
That is good. I like food. So.
And, we're going and getting food and then going, woo.
Yeah, so we're going to get dinner and then go to the Can-Can and then go home and do our, not home, we're going to the hotel.
Hike tomorrow.
That'd be fun. Today he was telling me that and I was like, oh, that'd be kind of fun.
Anna said, I'm going to go hiking today. I'm like, if you go tomorrow, we can go because I had mentioned it.
Yeah.
I like going out and doing stuff.
It's always an adventure with Anna and team.
Yes.
All right, we're almost there. We'll hear more from us. We're going to talk about the Can-Can show afterwards. After the Can-Can festivities, but before the birthday festivities. If you catch my drift.
You know what I mean.
All right, see you soon. So, Katie Marie.
Yes, John Horsley.
I'd say Johnny Marie.
Johnny Marie.
How's the cat condo going?
Cat condo is going well. I'm almost close to the next cat. See? Boom.
Do you have the triple cat? You have now.
I do. I
nope, cat. You still have to turn the pillow cat into the fat cat, and the fat cat into the triple cat.
$4 trillion, and I had a whole bunch of the other ones. So if I just do that again, I'll win.
Yeah,
I win.
We should be sponsored by Cat Condo. Since we played it every day for the last like week.
Yeah, but it'll stop. We'll stop. We always do.
Eventually. So how was the? I'm going to ask you more questions in depth tomorrow, but I just want to get your quick reaction of how was the Can-Can show?
It was great. They did a great job. I am not the best at that.
At that?
I don't know. I'm like, oh, that takes a lot of muscles. They work out a lot. Look at their thighs. Holy shit. Like, you know, like it's not really sexual for me. And I think it's that way for, I don't know, maybe a lot of people.
What, sexual or not sexual?
Not sexual.
No, I think a lot of people in that room, it is sexual because it's supposed to be erotic, you know, and sexual as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of the same as you.
I don't know. I'm like, how would I feel, though, if I was, like, the one dancing? And I, like, it was nice dancing. Like, it wasn't over the top. It was, you know, like, as they added a lot of humor to it. I don't know. It just didn't feel sexy to me. And, like, I wasn't turned on. I wasn't revved up. I didn't want to, like, instantly go to the hotel and fuck your brains out.
The dude's bear butt didn't make you all revved up?
No, boy butts are yucky.
Hey.
Were you too muscular?
Yeah, I agree.
You know that. I've said, you have a nice male butt.
It's juicy.
Because it is, exactly, because it's juicy. That booty, booty, that booty, booty. Booty.
I kind of feel the same way, too, because, like, I don't know, I see where people would find it sexual or erotic. I mean, it is in some way. But a lot of it, I'm just looking at like, man, she can sing all those moves. This is cool. Oh, man, that guy can do the splits. This is cool.
Yeah, a guy doing the splits. And then I'm like, what if they get sick?
Right?
Like, that one girl is obvious the, like, headliner. And she's the one, like, who can sing not, like, high, though, which makes me think, can she really sing? Because somebody who can sing, I feel like they should be able to do low and high ranges. Like,
I'll depend on what you're singing, though, you know.
Yeah, I could sing in low ranges, but she was very limited in her ranges.
But she held those ranges well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like I could do the same, and that's not very impressive.
Well, I could not do what the guys were doing.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny because I noticed, and I'll talk about this more tomorrow, but I noticed that, like, it's interesting because the show's about the girls, but the stars of the shows were the two guys.
No, they did a great job at making it equally sexual for both sexes.
Oh, they did. I mean, both sexuals were very sexualized, which is good. It wasn't like all about the girls being. So what I meant was like the stars of the show is like who the MC, the people who talked a lot, the people who had all the storyline or whatever was the two guys, and the girls were just the dancers. Mm-hmm. Which was interesting, so. Yeah. Anyways, we have some cat calling to play and some sleeping to do.
Great. It was fun, though. I had a lot. If they change it, then I want to go again.
Yeah, there's more. This was a special Valentine's Day one. Yeah. But yeah, no, it was fun. Anyways, and happy birthday.
A girl that said, oh, we're celebrating my birthday last week.
Yeah, fuck her.
Fuck you. It's my birthday fucking today. And she totally took it away because had I been the only birthday person.
It would have been special.
It would have been special.
It is special. You are special. You were the only birthday person. And that's a long hair in our hotel bed. We're just going to ignore that. Burn the sheets. Burn the sheets. It wasn't a pube, though, so don't worry. And then, if you don't, we're going to go to bed and figure this out. Good night, everybody. On the road again.
On the road again.
Baby, you shouldn't play Cat Condo while driving.
I'm not.
So it's the next day. We're going home. I got a couple things I want to talk about the show last night, if you'll hear me out.
Yeah.
So while I had a lot of fun, it was entertaining. The girls and the guys were super talented on their dancing and very athletic. It was great. I didn't care for a couple of things.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Like, we paid for the VIP tickets. Now, there's nothing against the Can-Can. I mean, it was a great show. I will probably happily go back sometime and see another show there. So that's not that.
It was nice to hear that they change it quite a bit.
Yeah, that was great. You know, our buddy Austin goes to our husband there a lot. They changed it up a lot, which is nice. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself. What I didn't enjoy was the fact that we paid $400, essentially, for our tickets, for VIP passes for Valentine's Day. Which, you know, came with some great stuff. Came with appetizers and a drink and a champagne, and which was fantastic. Although I won't get that dessert thing because I didn't really care for it. The fries were pretty good, though, but I was already full.
I know. We should have just... And the beignets were good, but I don't know. They just didn't hit the spot. I really just wanted a fucking warm, like, lava cake or brownie with ice cream. That's what I was craving.
Oh, that would have been good. What's funny is the beignets, the ones that Sadie and I had at the Sublime Show at Merrimar Park were better.
Yeah. Like, and they would have been better with chocolate.
Yeah.
That's like, I wanted chocolate.
It has like a...
Did you go Valentine's Day without having chocolate?
No, you had
that little brick.
You had a little piece of chocolate, so we're good. We're covered. But, and that was, I mean, whatever. I expected to pay a lot for it because it was a Valentine's Day show. That's fine. But then we get there and there's, you know, the dancers do a tip thing, which is like, I get it, you know, whatever. But then there's an automatic tip on the bill for your food. Like, they automatically add a certain amount on there, and it's... I'm a big proponent of not having automatic tipping.
I don't want... One, I don't want automatic tipping. Two, I don't want tipping. Right. Nobody in Europe tips. It's only stupid fucking greedy-ass corporate America.
I'm nothing against the waitresses, because I know...
They're doing their job.
Right.
It's the owners of these companies. How about raise your prices, pay your people a fucking decent wage that they know they can count on?
Yeah, and don't make us have to pay your employees' wages. It's ridiculous. The same thing happened at dinner, too. There was an automatic 20% gratuity added to the bill, and it's like, why are you... Why are you automatically adding 20% to the bill for, gratuity's included? No, yeah, it's included because you're making it a line item, but you can't force people to pay gratuity.
No, you can actually say no.
Yeah. And but then you say no, then you're the asshole who's not tipping. It's not that I don't want to tip.
I don't want it.
No, I don't want to tip. I don't think we should have to tip. And I'm not saying I don't want people who are in the service industry to make good money. I want them to, but I want them to be paid a decent wage and not have to rely on the generosity of people tipping to pay their fucking bills.
Yeah, because what if you do okay service, but my okay service equals 10%, and you do, like a tip was supposed to be like, oh, you did amazing. You were running back and forth, like they are your liaison to the cook, and that is not what it is today.
No, it's like now in America, at least, tipping is mandatory. You have to do it, otherwise you're an asshole, and it's expected for whatever kind of service you get, and... Tipping was never meant to be a thing. Tipping came about as actually used to be an insult to people to tip because it's considered bribing. But regardless, nothing against people on the waitresses or waiters or whatever.
Like, we've done it, and tips were fucking awesome.
Yeah, tips were great, but
like, why do people tip the cashiers when you're changing your money? That doesn't make any fucking
sense. At a casino?
Yeah.
Yeah, you tip the cashier for no reason, but
the dealers do it. So once in a while, customers will, but it's dealers, and dealers. They get tips based on winnings when they did nothing. Like, the whole tipping industry doesn't make any fucking sense.
I would much rather have my burger cost $25 and have that extra $5 or $6 be worked into paying employees more than have it rely on having to be tip or have to tip. I'd much rather pay more for my meal.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, I think that rant...
What ends up happening is people will go... Oh, we'll raise our prices, we'll say no tipping, and then we'll just fuck the waitress.
Yeah, we'll just keep that money and then whatever. I was like, I don't know. I don't like it.
But I also don't want to be like the, here's a tip, go back to school.
Right, because like, it's not the point, though.
Yeah.
The point is that...
Nobody tips me for my job.
Right. The point is that the job you work should just pay you enough money to live off of, and the tip should not be required payment. That's the whole thing. I don't know. But the show was fun. I had fun. Although I woke up with a giant headache today, which I couldn't decide originally if it was from the alcohol, from the bed we were in. But I think it's because of the fact I didn't have coffee for 2 days. Oh, we're fucking driving. People stop in front of us. Assholes.
For no fucking reason. I don't know. That doesn't make any fucking sense. I did not like it. It left a really salty fucking taste in my mouth. So now instead of having a great time at the Can-Can, would say a semi-great time.
Which we had a great time, minus that.
Yeah.
Like besides my anxiety kicking up pretty bad in the first part, I got really anxious and I don't know what kicked... Well, I think it was the fact that there was...
It
was so tiny. There was audience participation, which I'm fine being on stage, honestly. I have no problem being in front of people if I'm in control. If I'm the one running it or part of the ones doing it, I'm fine being in front of people and doing... I mean, I used to do music and shows and talk on mics and stuff. That's fine. But if it's a situation where they call you up on stage and you have no control or idea what's going on, where there's the unknown, it's an unknown that just kicks my anxiety into high gear. And while they called the one dude up, I was like, fuck, we're in the front. I don't want to be called up. I don't want to be in the call-up seats. I just want to watch and enjoy the show. So I got amped up real quick on that. But it subsided and it was fine. And I did enjoy the show, though.
Yeah. I wanted to be called on. See, that's funny. I like that.
You're the opposite.
Hey, let's do it. Fun. And I tried to put that off, but I'm also not the... I hate the overly enthusiastic drunk people that are like, look at me.
Right. Oh, like that dude's girlfriend who was who thought she was hot shit.
She really did. She's like...
She's making these faces and putting her boobs up and...
putting her lips together. She had no teeth, no jaw. They were all inverted.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that look.
Like, she wasn't unattractive, no, but she was not as attractive as she thought she was.
I didn't think she was attractive at all. She had a giant nose.
Some people like giant noses.
Like, giant nose. I have a fucking big ass nose, so.
Well, if you're saying it's a giant nose, it must have been a massive nose.
It was. And no, so big nose, inverted teeth that go back, and then, like, almost look like she had dentures. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you don't have teeth there to keep your lips out.
You're basically describing a hobo.
Yeah. But she had gorgeous hair, long, black, curly, gorgeous hair. She was probably, like, Armenian or something.
Yeah.
But she just thought she was blessing everybody with her presence.
And she was not.
No. And then the other girl that lied about her fucking birthday.
Yeah, that's annoying. They asked for birthdays, and she was like, oh, it was my birthday last week. We're celebrating it tonight. And like, no, it's actually my wife's fucking birthday. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, but because there were two, like, not many people have a birthday on Valentine's Day. And actually, we know a shit ton, but.
Right?
But, like, it was so frustrating because it wasn't her birthday. It was actually my birthday. And they might have called on me had there only been one birthday. But no.
No. Yeah, that was kind of annoying. And she was
ordering it. I wanted to have this drink. I was like, oh, it's going to be so good. They gave it to the next table and then gave it to them for free. So my drink that I ordered on my birthday, somebody else got for free.
Right. I mean, they did give you a replacement drink that we had to pay for, but they should have given you that one for free for misdelivering it. I don't know.
Right.
That would cover the tipping.
I know, because we looked at it. We only ordered beignets. We ordered beignets. We ordered
two drinks.
Two drinks.
That's it.
That is it. Our fucking bill was $60.
Yeah. That's insane.
And because I don't know what the fuck they added, and I took the receipt.
Yeah. Well, the tip, it was a $21 tip on top of it, because our bill was only $47.
So how the fuck does that equal 20%?
I have no idea. Yeah, that's annoying.
No, I'm done.
Yeah. That's frustrating, but
I won't go back.
You won't go back?
No. I'm stubborn like that. Like, don't fucking, no. Because I bet you what they did is my comped meal, they fucking put it on there and they tipped for something I already paid for that's in my fucking ticket.
Oh, they probably tipped off. Yeah, they tipped off the full price of the meal, not just the part you paid for. Because the receipt has all the comps from our VIP ticket thing.
Yep.
That's some fucking bullshit right there.
Yep.
So, summarize, the show was entertaining. The dancing was great. Fuck the tipping and the bill.
Yeah. No, I won't do that again.
Yeah.
That is ripping people off.
It's deceitful because you're not being...
It's extremely deceitful.
Why should I have to... Why are we tipping on stuff that's in our bill and then that's tipping...
That is included.
And then tipping dancers. And then, I mean, it's so much tipping. I mean, that's a lot of money. We
paid for that. We paid $500.
Is that what it was to go? Jesus Christ.
It's not worth $500 to me.
$500 plus the tipping of the dancers, plus the tipping of the thing, plus the food.
We paid $420 for our
altogether.
And then I gave them a $40 dancer tip, and then our meal was $60.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. So had we not ordered anything, would they still try to get us to tip the waitress?
Yeah. I mean, would they still have brought us an empty bill to tip? I was like, oh, what am I paying? I'm not... Well, that's a good question. Would it have been an empty bill with a tip on it?
So because you ordered one extra thing, you get fucking gouged on everything?
That's really frustrating. God.
Yeah.
Because all I ordered was a Long Island, which wasn't that good. And you ordered... And it was fine. It wasn't my standard.
No, you ordered
the... I had a Cesaract, but I ordered a Long Island afterwards.
Yeah, because we had free drinks included. Yeah,
one free drink, one free appetizer, and one champagne.
Yeah. And then we ordered... Yeah, we got two drinks. No, we got fries. Nope, that was included. No,
we got...
The only thing we bought was our two drinks and the beignets.
And that was $61.
$61.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Yeah, when you break it down...
I break it down and I just realize that I paid on something twice.
Right, it's ridiculous. I don't know. Again,
the show was great. It was an hour and a half. It is not worth $500.
Right.
It is barely worth $200.
I mean, we did see a man ass, though.
Like, and it was, I don't know, interactive, but they put on a bit, and I'm not a big fan of bits. I much rather would just like to see them perform and then interact with the crowd, but the... I don't know.
There's this whole new thing in theater that's happening, and it happens a lot at this level of theater, and it's where they have this built-in failure of the show, right? With this interaction with the cast where something goes wrong, and it's like part of the show, and it can be funny, but it's overplayed. I would much rather go see a show. There's a story there. You're interacting with the story. The story's about Pierre, right? And whatever we saw last night. But I don't know. I'd much rather see a story, not like a story of the show behind the scenes. I mean, I don't know. I've seen it a lot. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Agreed. So, like, because they're dancing, like, they really didn't dance a lot. They did some acrobatics. And there's, I mean, you can see their muscles. They're fucking strong as shit. Like,
for sure.
Life goals right there.
Right? I'd love to have those legs.
Wrapped around you.
No, it's those on my body. I'm talking about Johnny's legs.
Oh, yeah.
The dude was, he was a good-looking dude. He had tiny baby nipples, though.
Tiny baby nipples, yeah.
But
not everybody can have such manly nipples. He had more chest hair than I thought he would, too.
Right, he had a lot of chest hair. He had a lot of hair going all the way down to his happy box there.
Oh, I know. And, like, I don't know. It didn't look awkward. Like, why is it when we're naked, it's, like, fucking pubic hair? But his didn't.
It looked
like, just like, yeah, it should be there.
Right. It was all blonde, too. It wasn't, like, brown or dark, you know.
Pubic hair is fine and curly. And girls' pubic hair it doesn't curl. It's straight and coarse. Have you ever noticed that?
It does curl for some girls, but you're just a...
Well, like black girls.
No, it actually curls for a lot of girls. People, you're the exception where when it's straight is the rarity.
Oh, are you sure?
I've seen a lot of porn. I mean, I've heard about it. Yeah.
Everybody I know has it like that.
I don't know.
I've seen all my friends naked because I'm a crazy person and I'm not very modest.
No, you're not. You're not. Like, yeah.
I've seen Allison naked.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's my boss, so, well, thank you.
Whatever. She was your friend first.
She's my coworker first, then my friend, then my boss. So it all works out. Yeah, I don't know. Sidetracked you, whatever. No, I kind of agree. I mean, I really enjoyed the show, but I don't... I said me and I would go back and do it again, but not for that price.
No, because we could have gotten the exact same experience for half that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And for that price, we could have gone and saw, you know, have great seats at the Paramount for Frozen or Aladdin or something. Like you did with Cody, and I didn't get to go to see Aladdin with you guys.
It was awesome. We had such good seats.
I know.
And that was even at the 5th, I think. And the 5th is local actors. Paramount is national. And so I do end up enjoying... we did a lot of 5th ones that were great, and then we went and saw Grease, and it was fucking terrible. It was so bad.
It just wasn't... Yeah, it was not what we thought it was going to be at all.
Overly... Like, a bunch of parents brought their kids. We brought our kids because it's fucking Grease, and Grease is sexualized, but it's, like, done modestly.
But they dropped a bunch of F-bombs in it for no reason.
Yeah, they said a bunch of F-bombs. It was, like... dicks in their face. It wasn't, I don't know. I was not impressed at all. And then we took all the kids to Annie.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was awesome. They did a phenomenal job. Everybody loved it.
Yeah, Annie was so, we took my mom to that too.
Yeah.
Big group.
We had like 13 people. Jesse went, we went.
Yeah.
Kyle, Cam, my mom, Rex.
Yeah, that one was awesome.
Everybody but your sister went.
Yeah, so Kim, haha, you didn't get to go.
Okay.
All right, Kim, let's wrap this up. Any final thoughts on a couple things here? First, any final thoughts on the Can-Can?
It's a great experience. I don't suggest VIP.
Perfect. Any thoughts on your birthday?
That was awesome.
On your birthday, on the birthday podcast, you got anything else?
I love the birthday podcast. I'm going to listen to it again because
I'm so glad.
So sweet. I really, really appreciate everybody doing that for me.
I legit was worried you would think it was super dorky.
What? No, I love your dorkiness.
Especially my bleeping thing in the beginning.
Had you kept doing it throughout the entire thing, I would have been like, okay, now I'm irritated, but...
No, I did it just in the beginning part, but, you know.
And, yeah. It was a good night, and I think it was a good Valentine's.
I think so, too. I had fun last night after the show.
Me, too.
Yeah. All right, well, let's wrap this one up now. I always fuck this up because we have no real ending on this show. And I always want to go into my spoiler country ending, but we don't do that here.
Spoiler country ending.
I was just like, you know, say, all right, that's a show. Thanks for listening. Check out our website for more interviews and more podcasts. We have a little bunch of stuff on scpod.net. And then Kendrick goes, don't forget, open your mind. And I say, read more. And then we cut it out. But here we're just kind of like, we just awkwardly go, all right, bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Go home.
Hey, everyone. Joshua here. Don't forget that you can hear this podcast on all podcatchers. Just search for Haphazard Adventures. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with the handle HapHadPod. That's HapHadPod. Be sure to check out John's art and comics at y2cl.net. For more great podcasts and content, visit scpod.net. That is scpod.net. If you want to support what we do here, head over to patreon.com/y2cl and kick in a dollar or so donation to keep the lights on. As always, I'm Joshua coming to you from the Big Wang Little Thang Gang from a very small pair of underwear. And this was Haphazard Adventures.